Travel in Arkansas with Kim Williams. I'm Mark Smith. Each week we look at upcoming events around the state. Kim Williams is a travel writer with the Arkansas Department of Parks and Tourism. Hey, Kim.
Hey, Mark. I hope everyone is having a great February day. We're going to take a look at some fun things going on the weekend of February 16th. Now, the Mississippi River State Park here in my hometown of Marianna and Arkansas State Parks throughout the natural state need your help. On February 17th, many of our Arkansas State Parks will participate in the Great Backyard Bird Count. Now, if you've been looking for a chance to make a difference, this is the opportunity for you. Park interpreters want your help counting and identifying the many birds at various Arkansas State Parks. Experienced birders and novices alike are invited to observe various sections of each park and tally the birds that are seen. The data collected will be nationwide, will be used to help scientists monitor our feathered friends. So, you know, good reason to get out in a nearby Arkansas State Park and look at the pretty birds.
Yeah.
So there you go. The East Arkansas Community College Fine Arts Center in Forest City welcomes the Shirelles to the Arkansas Delta on February 17th. Don't miss all the great hits performed live by the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees and America's original dream girls, the Shirelles, starring original and founding member Beverly Lee. Their long string of hits include Soldier Boy, Will You Still Love Me Tomorrow, Dedicated to the One I Love, and so many others, and have been recorded by hundreds of artists, including the Beatles, Dionne Warwick, Aretha Franklin, Eric Clapton and the Yardbirds, the Mamas and the Papas, and Smokey Robinson. That will be an awesome concert, without a doubt. Jacksonport State Park in Newport hosts the 4th Annual 19th Century Herbal Medicine Workshop on February 17th. The 5.5-hour workshop, participants will explore common 19th century remedies and herbal medicines that were available locally and compounded in the home. Winter weather is hard on the skin, causing dryness and painful cracking of the skin. Joints hurt in the wintertime. Participants will discover how healing oils and emollients can help in making your skin and joints healthier and happier in the wintertime. Each participant will make and take home samples of these historic remedies. And finally, for all the runners and walkers, the STEM Academy in Jonesboro is hosting the first Stimulate the Environment 5K on February 17th. It's going to take place at the Jonesboro High School. Now, this is a great event, and then it's good for you. It's heart healthy. It's good for your body. But the event will also be used to raise money for environmental projects to benefit the community, the students, and the environment. So it's a win-win, stimulating run. Now, to find out more about these events or anything going on throughout the great state of Arkansas, all you have to do is log on to www.arkansas.com and click on the events tab.
All right. Thanks, Kim.
Thanks, Mark. Everybody have a great day.
Kim Williams is a travel writer with the Arkansas Department of Parks and Tourism. She joins us each week to let us know about upcoming events in and around the natural state. You can hear Travel in Arkansas on demand and sign up for our podcast of this feature at kasu.org. For KASU, I'm Mark Smith.